There are other ways that women find themselves invisible, as with this next story about gay life in Senegal. Homosexual acts are illegal in Senegal, and gay people are often targets of violence there, like other parts of West Africa. Still, there are a few LGBT groups operating openly in Senegal. They're almost exclusively organized by and for men. But now lesbians in Senegal are starting to fight for recognition, too. Sarah Elzis has our story from Dakar.
It's not easy to track down gay women in Senegal. When I finally get a hold of the president of the country's only lesbian rights group, she invites me to a workshop the next day, but she doesn't tell me where it is. I have to take a taxi driven by someone she trusts.
Ça va?
Ça va bien, merci.
He picks me up in Dakar. We drive 2 hours south to a town on the ocean. He drops me off at a small hotel. It's not exactly a secret location, but it's remote enough for a group of women to spend a couple of days together without attracting too much attention. We arrive just after lunch. Some women are relaxing, playing pool. There are no openly gay clubs in Dakar, and few, if any, places for gay people to spend time together where they feel safe, which is why this kind of gathering, as simple as it seems, is so important to someone like Nash. She's watching the pool game. She's wearing a white button-down shirt and jeans. We do what we want here, she says. We're free. We'd like this to happen every weekend. Nash isn't her real name. Like all the gay women and men I spoke to in Senegal, she asked to remain anonymous for her protection. Homosexual acts are illegal here, punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and attitudes about gay people are overwhelmingly negative. So Nash is cautious. She studied law, but hasn't found a job, so she can't afford to live on her own. She lives at home with her family, which means she has to find somewhere more private in order to see her girlfriend.
On est obligé de programmer ça.
We have to plan 2 or 3 months in advance to find a place, she says. Sometimes a friend lends you a room for the day, but it's not 100% secure. This fear of being discovered and kicked out of the house is something nearly every gay person I met in Senegal talked about, both women and men. Jamil Bangoura is the founder of Senegal's oldest LGBT organization called Prudence. On a recent afternoon, a young man came to his office for help after his family threw him out. Bangoura asked him what happened. The young man says he brought another man to his bedroom. His brother surprised them and alerted the whole family. That's when my father told me to leave, he says. Now he's sleeping on the street. Bangoura says he'll help find him a safe place to stay. He often does this, even though his group is ostensibly focused on helping gay men get tested and treated for HIV. Prudence was founded in response to the AIDS crisis in Senegal in the early 2000s. Public health groups realized that while they were making headway in lowering infection rates, the rate among gay men remained high. It's still about 20%. So they reached out to people like Bangoura.
At the time, they needed gay people. They were looking for a snowball effect.
He got involved and recruited others, and he founded Prudence, the country's first gay advocacy group. Ndeye Kebe, who's the head of Sourire de Femme, the group that hosted the gathering I went to, says this was a success for men.
They got gays to come out of hiding and got them to organize, and they worked with them. But gay women don't have as much risk in terms of HIV, so they aren't taken care of.
And not only are they ignored by LGBT groups focused on HIV, gay women are also left out of Senegal's women's movement.
Some women's groups known for fighting for rights, they don't want to have anything to do with gay women. They don't want them in their federations or networks.
This is frustrating, she says, because lesbians are fighting for the same rights as heterosexual women.
You can't be lesbian without being a feminist. We're not just fighting for lesbian rights, we're fighting for women's rights.
Though not all lesbian women see it in these terms. Dija rents a room in Dakar. She's 26 years old and managed to save up enough money to move to the capital a few months ago. She came because there are more work opportunities here. She also hopes to meet other lesbians.
I'd like to meet a girl who loves me, someone I'm comfortable with, and little by little convince my family that's how I am. You have to accept me how I am.
Her family, she says, puts a lot of pressure on her to be like everyone else.
When are you going to get married? You're not married? It's always the same questions. In my family, you have to have a husband. That's it. For a woman, it's the home, housework, kids, husband. That's it.
In Dakar, Dija's connected with an LGBT group. It's mostly men. When she hangs out with them, she's often the only woman there, and she ends up in the kitchen, preparing lunch.
I'm used to cooking for my family, so it doesn't bother me to do it here.
Ndeye Kebe with Sourire de Femme says it's hard to break out of traditional ways of thinking, even among the few gay organizations here.
Maybe it's our culture, our education that's put this in our heads, which makes it so we're reproducing the patriarchal system.
Moving beyond this won't happen overnight. Like gay rights in Senegal, it's a slow, step-by-step process and requires a big shift in perspective for everyone.
I think that culture is just culture. We need to try to take what's best in the culture and use it. And what there is to perfect, let's try to perfect it.
For the world, Sarah Elzis in Dakar, Senegal.
Sarah's story was supported by a grant from the International Reporting Project.